You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
That's right, we are welcoming Casey Castle, and you are an honours student at Elam School of Fine Arts. How are you this morning?
I'm good, thank you. Working hard towards finals.
You've got
good.
Two more weeks.
Yes.
How does that feel?
Exciting and terrifying, very much at the same time.
Yeah.
I think it'll feel really good once I get in my final installation space to have things set up, and like when I see it there, I'll be like, yes, this is great. But right now it's just kind of imagining getting to that point because we don't move into our final spaces until next week.
So you are working up to the Elam Graduate Show. Yes. Do you want to tell us a bit about your work to begin with and what you're doing for the Graduate Show and your honours?
Sure. So conceptually, I've kind of been working this year with language and its relationship to reality, how it sits not necessarily as an exact replica of reality, but kind of as this layer over reality that changes how we view reality. It's kind of this concept that in defining an object or it simplifies that object and kind of destroys that object's essence because we've put this word, this definition on it that doesn't necessarily encompass everything that this object can be. And basically how language is like based on this kind of unnatural constructed system, and so it's not necessarily connecting completely with reality, and kind of applying that because I work in ceramics, so I try to apply that sense of how language is built and constructed, apply that to how ceramics itself is built and constructed. And there are really interesting parallels there that I wouldn't have expected to see.
What kind of parallels are there?
It's this idea, there are four people that speak to it particularly. I think Heidegger really started off, Martin Heidegger, getting into the philosophers. This idea that when you build a vessel in ceramic, it's the same idea as building language, and the hollow of the vessel is, and the way the vessel contains that hollow is similar to the way language contains and hides this kind of deeper reality, but doesn't necessarily let you in on it and kind of shapes it into something that it's not necessarily not if it were just free to be itself, if that makes any sense.
Yep.
It's quite like in a nutshell of this like books and books of theory, but
So do you focus on any specific language that like portray, say, a specific emotion, or is it just language as a whole?
Actually, earlier this year, my father actually developed a brain tumor this year, and his language started kind of becoming quite incoherent, and it forced me, and I was already looking at these concepts, and it kind of forced me to really think about what is left when language, which is already, as I say, like kind of removed from reality, becomes completely incoherent, and looking at this, and so I kind of was led to like look at the silences between words and kind of those like the nuances of language that aren't necessarily contained in the words themselves. And so kind of, I suppose, I don't know if that's like necessarily emotional language or anything, but it's more like the bits between language, I guess, is the language I'm looking at.
I mean, because I sometimes have where you've got an idea of something that you really want to talk about or like express, but you don't have a word for it. And so, that's an interesting thing as well, that you have to find a word to be able to express something. And what happens when you can't find that word?
And I think that's why, because a lot of this year I was working with language directly, like writing text works. And I'm still doing that, but I think it was a really important step to walk away from directly working with the text and start working in ceramics as a material in itself that kind of can express those nuances that a word cannot.
So what are you doing with the ceramics in particular?
The ceramics right now, I'm kind of working with that concept of the vessel and making these inverted vessels, so they're kind of mound shapes, and working with them as kind of trapping that nothingness inside, and working with them also as the way the potter's hand, the ceramicist's hand, my hands, can affect their subjectivity and the nuances that kind of, again, the spaces between language on the object, and how that kind of ties into that, I guess. Yeah.
So you're displaying this at the ELIM graduate show, and you were just talking about space and how you've gone into the... Whereabouts is it being held? It's being held at the ELIM School of Fine Arts Studios?
Yeah, it's all across the three studio buildings as well as the two exhibition spaces that ELIM has.
So you've been into the studios, but there's work in there.
Yeah.
So at the moment, you know, you don't really know where you're going to place things, or you have an idea of where you want to place things, but what is it about space that's so important with your work, or with work in general, arts, fine arts work?
I think it's really important not to have this complete idea of what the installation will be like without being in the space and seeing how that feels by itself, because even just like the lighting can change so much. Mm-hmm. And for ELIM specifically, the colour of the floors changes a lot.
What is the colour of the floor?
I am currently in a studio space where the floors are this kind of bluish purple. They're like a painted concrete. And the space I'm going into, they're like a wine red lino. So I think that'll change things quite significantly. I tried out my installation a little bit on some greyer floors, and I'm kind of looking forward to the red floors. A lot of people try to like gross red floors, but I think it'll give it a kind of nice alien feel to these objects that, if they're like working in parallel with language, aren't necessarily sitting right in reality anyway, you know what I mean? So it will be really interesting. But even the scale of the space, when other things are in it, you can't fully tell how much you're gonna be able to put in there without it feeling crowded or too empty. So I'm really looking forward to getting in there and just playing around a little bit.
Is there anything specific you're really wanting people to kind of like feel from your work, or like understand or learn?
I'm really hoping that people don't just go in and go like, oh, ceramic objects, cool, and walk out again. Like, I hope that people sit down with the work and like take time with it and look at kind of the details of each object, because they are quite specific, each one. It's about 2 to 3 or 4 layers of glaze on each object.
Wow.
So they all have their kind of, the way that works together even is just like really detailed. I don't think they necessarily need to be like, that's language, because it probably won't happen for a lot of people, but just understanding these objects is kind of beings that sit in relation to each other but also by themselves, and the way that the potter's hand is left on the object, I think would be really lovely if people saw and appreciated, maybe.
As somebody who makes art, do you find it hard to grasp people and actually get them to pay attention to your work? Because a lot of the time, you know, when you go into a gallery or something, people will kind of look at a piece and they'll mostly be a bit clueless, you know, and they'll be like, oh, I don't really get that, so I'm gonna carry on. And this is something that, you know, happens quite a bit. I mean, I've done it myself, and it's not that I don't have like an appreciation. It's just that like lack of time, I suppose, time to kind of look at it. How do you kind of deal with that, or what's your opinion on that?
Yeah, it is quite hard to hold people's attention without becoming theatrical sometimes, or like try to lead them in a certain direction without becoming too obvious. Or I think theatrical is a really good word, because at one point I was trying to figure out how I could like kind of lead people through the space, and it's really hard to do that without it seeming quite forced. You do have to kind of accept that each person's interest will be each person's interest. I think it's especially, I don't think it's so difficult with ceramics as it is with text, though, because I think with text works and with writing in general, when I'm trying to use quite simple sentences to deconstruct quite intense concepts, I think sometimes it's very easy to just read the text and be like, that's a simple sentence, and move on. I think people are kind of quite trained to read things and like trust the surface of them, maybe. I mean, obviously entire fields are dedicated to analyzing text, but with simple sentences in an art context, sometimes it's very easy to gloss over them. So figuring out how to work with language on all its levels, including those surface levels, and still hold people's attention and make them kind of think about those deeper levels too, has been quite a challenge this year, and something I'm still working through. I definitely have focused more on ceramics this year. I want to work on text a bit more over the summer. But it's definitely something just to continue working through, and maybe it's just like a lifelong thing to figure that out, but it definitely, it depends on the people too.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.